fourth one.
Sell me the show!
With UK Debt Experts, the team you can trust when debt is no laughing matter.
Someone who is a veteran of the fringe is here to tell us all about the show this year. Good morning, Jim Owen!
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I slept in. The best coffee of the day.
We weren't going to mention it, but it's lovely to see you again.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing Fourth on the Fringe last weekend.
Pleasure.
You were absolutely brilliant. I mean, I've seen you loads of times, and I think you get better and better every time.
Right, good to hear.
Yeah.
It sells tickets. People come to my show, so it's a win-win scenario.
Yeah,
it is.
You did this thing on Fourth on the Fringe where you get your guitar out and you do songs that you've made up. And my favourite was the song called What? I don't want to spoil
it. We don't want to give it away, but clearly you can play the guitar.
Yeah, you know, I can a little bit G and C and D, not very good though. But I don't really play any song. Another song is Hammered.
Yeah.
Or I just go and blow on the mic, that's it.
Yeah. This song's called Hammered and you're It's so, so good.
But it's more about, I mean, because you're such a visual comedian as well. It's the facial expressions.
I think that's because, like, no one ever understood me. Like, people say, why are you like a visual clown? I think because I went to Australia, no one could understand my accent. I had to really kind of sell anything I said. If I said anything straight up, people go, aye, what are you saying, man? Really kind of
so you have to reinforce the punchline with facial expressions, like the eyebrows shooting up, etc.
Exactly right. But no, I never trained in clowning school or anything, but it's just something that comes naturally to me.
Yeah.
Got a funny head, it's good.
And so how many years now, I mean, you've been coming to the Fringe, God, when was your first year?
I first came when I was 24.
Right.
I'm 58, so so that's, what was that?
34 years?
34 years. I haven't done it every year, but that's the first time I came.
Do you still get the same motivation for it, Jamon?
Well, I do, because I get family. I get time to be in one city for a whole month. So the rest of the time, as a comic, you're on the road and you don't see anybody. It's head down.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of nice. You're in one place. It's too much. Like, that's why I slept in. Like, every night you're out.
Yeah.
I was like Steve Frost last night, and we were working. He's 34 when he first came. When I saw him, they did the show called The Wow Show. But it's the same people, you're seeing a lot of the same people, so it's
a real social thing as well, isn't it? Has there been any point in your career that you've gone, do you know what? I'm gonna jack it in, do something different?
No, never. It's probably around the corner though. No, it's a good job. It's great. It's great fun. You know, I really enjoy it. And, you know, it's not...
Did you have a proper job before you started the stand-up? Well, what was your trade? Did you have a trade or...?
I was a builder, but like a bad one. I was like a form worker, like a carpenter.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a form worker and a carpenter?
Don't know.
20 mil. I wasn't very good carpenter. But
all
I was on building sites, and I did that for a few years in London, and then that's hard work. So,
but you would have got a lot of material in the early days from your experience on the site,
in some ways you'd like to have lived a bit more of that life. But
where do you get your inspiration from then? Because I kind of watch you. You're quite shrewd. You're very quiet. Do you know what I mean? You're quiet, but you're just watching.
Yeah.
You're one of those folk at parties, aren't you?
Well, I've always been one of those people that kind of watches. And my act is more about making fun out of myself than anyone else.
Yeah.
And but you know, just if you live your life and then you're sort of, I'm always taping things on my phone and then write them down and then I try them in my act. And that's really what Edinburgh's about too. Like, I don't come to Edinburgh with a show, truth be known. I kind of can leave with one. Like,
you come with a selection of ideas.
Yeah. I come with a whole load of books and ideas for jokes and then just ease in new things. I didn't come last year, so it's quite easy to have a show that's new.
Okay, well listen, what we're going to do now is going to give you 30 seconds to sell us your show. All right,
I've been doing that already, haven't I?
But there's certain words you're not allowed to say. These are banned words and you're not allowed to use these three words. Arlene.
Okay, tickets, show, and Hammered.
Okay, and your time starts now, John.
I am performing at the Tonic, just the Tonic, in the Nucleus, and it's a great show. It's a comedy show.
Oh, you said show! Your show, and you're out the game, and we will now escort you from the building. Jim Owen, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you very much for having me.